Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Donovan McNabb is going to join us right now for a few moments as we gear up for the NFL draft. Number five, appreciate the time as always. How you been, my friend?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you, big guy?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Appreciate you jumping on board with us. What do you make of the coverage of Caleb Williams? Like, everyone knows he's going to be the number one overall pick. I don't think a lot of people could really be critical of him because there's not a lot to be critical about. Is it just prospect fatigue with him a little bit, and is it maybe a little bit overblown in some of the negative criticism?
I think at this particular point, this is when you get closer to the draft where everyone starts to nitpick what's going on with the individual, trying to find negative aspects of their game and try to compare them to the other quarterbacks that are in this draft. And for some people, they try to compare this class and crop of quarterbacks to the past. And it's unfair to them because you look at last year's class of quarterbacks and the previous years, they're different. And Caleb's a guy who I think if he came out 3 years ago, he still probably would be the number one pick. He's that talented. He has the ability to extend plays. He has great accuracy from the pocket. We've seen him stretch the ball downfield, so his arm strength has never been in question. The thing that I looked at for Caleb was I thought he was about 6'3", and he's only 6'1". So maybe that becomes one that you look at. But when you start trying to nitpick a little bit of his game to the point where you're saying he's not worthy of being that pick, then you're really doing too much.
Yeah, and you have some people, you go back to when he lost and he jumped into the stands and cried in his mother's arms. Like, do you think that will be an issue on how he'll relate in the locker room at all? Because that's what some people are saying, I have to ask.
Not at all. Some guys may take what the media, if they decide to continue to harp on that or bring that up, some guys may use it as a joke. But no, not at all. I mean, if you look at every locker room anyway, I mean, probably a high percentage of guys in the locker room have both parents still alive, both parents still a part of their lives. Some are from single-parent homes, and those that are really from single-parent homes or even those from both parents in the household, I mean, we're all mama's boys at the end of the day. Will we run in the stands and give mom a hug or no? No, not at all. Will we be painting our fingernails? Probably no, not at all. I just think this class and this generation, really, of just athletes in general are way different than they've been in the last 10 years.
Well said. Donovan McNabb here with us at two. You a Jaden Daniels guy, or are you more so a Drake May guy or someone else for the Commanders?
Well, I've had a chance to meet both of them. I've known Jaden Daniels since he was a freshman here at Arizona State, talked to him many a times, and got a chance to reunite with him at the Super Bowl. And we're going to continue to talk and just try to help him out in many ways of preparing him for what he's going to be faced with. I got a chance to meet Drake May down at the ACC Awards last season. Bigger guy than I expected, but I mean, had a great career, early career at North Carolina. He's a young guy. People don't realize how young he is coming out into this draft. I believe he's just 20 years old. I look at all three quarterbacks. They're young. They're inexperienced. They're going to have their learning curves. There's going to be some adversities. But I look at those two particular guys, and they're two different type of quarterbacks. Yes, they're both mobile. Who's more accurate? I would probably say Jaden Daniels is more accurate. Who's more of a pocket passer? I would say probably Jaden Daniels. Who's the bigger guy that can absorb a little bit more contact? Yeah, Drake May is. But both have upsides. And it depends on the organization that drafts them. Because if you have an offense who does not have a lot of weapons, your offensive coordinator is a first-year guy calling plays when we know he came from somewhere else and the head coach called the plays, then, yeah, guys like Drake May are going to struggle. We've seen that what happened out in New England when you decide to draft Mac Jones, and then you don't know who the offensive coordinator is. So I think if you're looking at a situation where you have an experienced offensive coordinator, he has an established receiving core, a running game, offensive line is shaky, and they can go into the draft and get some offensive linemen. Yeah, Jaden Daniels may be your guy because he's a little bit more polished from the pocket. So I just think for this class, and it goes all the way to Spencer Rattler, it goes to Pratt, it goes to all these quarterbacks that are coming out. There's going to be highs and lows, but are you willing to be patient for 3 to 4 years with your quarterback? Because if you go 2 years and all of a sudden you're looking to go into the draft again and find another quarterback, then no one's going to be successful.
And that's the tough part, because a lot of people say Drake May needs to probably sit a year, but if he gets picked in the top three, unless you got a Brett Favre or an Aaron Rodgers or someone like that in front of him, you know this. People don't have patience anymore. They expect the player to play right away.
Well, I mean, it really, to be honest with you, I'll look at it in this sense. If you draft a guy in the top 15, a quarterback in the top 15, and you have an established guy, if the established guy comes out in the first 8 games and he's 5-3, offensively, they're middle of the pack. They're averaging maybe about 27 points a game scoring-wise. Defensively, if they're struggling and 27 points a game is not enough, because remember, you got to understand, in this game, it's about shootouts. Now, defense is like, you get 10, 12, 15 sacks, and it's like, oh, this guy's outstanding. And it's like, they're throwing the ball 35 times a game. But if you're drafting a guy like we're having this list of quarterbacks, and you have an established guy that the starter's 5-3, then you can sit him. But if he's 4-4 and the offense is sputtering a bit, where maybe 2 or 3 games they've only put up about 13, maybe 17 points, then it's going to be public cry. It's going to be public cry. So you got to be willing to deal with that part of the crowd being involved, where now you're forcing yourself to throw the young guy in there when he's not ready.
Donovan McNabb here with us. Just judging by what I read, it feels like the latest J.J. McCarthy will go in this draft is 6th to the Giants. Where's your reaction if a team has taken J.J. McCarthy within the first 6 picks?
I think we're overreacting. And listen, I think J.J. McCarthy is a good athlete. I think in that system that he ran, you have to look at Jim Harbaugh and how his system has been run. Now, Jim Harbaugh hasn't had an established quarterback at the University of Michigan. Nobody that has been in that position for 3-4 years and then graduated and have moved on to possibly in the NFL or wherever. He's always changed up his quarterbacks, and it's always been a young phenom. Look, Melton was a guy that he recruited and brought this 6'5", strong arm, could get the ball 80 yards downfield. He didn't start very long. And then I think the kid that was before J.J. McCarthy, who transferred to Iowa, he was the starting quarterback that got them to the BCS playoffs. He got them to the playoffs, and they played against Alabama and got killed. And he was trying to get J.J. McCarthy in there because he hasn't had an established quarterback. I'll take this back to San Francisco. when Alex Smith was there, he was trying to get Kaepernick some plays in there, you know, to groom him, and all of a sudden moved on from Alex Smith, and then it was became the Kaepernick show. And so I just look at it in the sense of J.J. McCarthy, and it may come off wrong, and because we all had this whole thing with game managers and game records. But to be honest with you, I think J.J. McCarthy might be in that class because he won't wow you with anything, and he won't change the game. Now, if you want him to manage the game, then yeah, go ahead and draft a guy, the sixth pick of the draft, to be a game manager. That's not going to go over well. And so I just think people need to kind of pause a bit when it comes to J.J. McCarthy moving up in that top 10. I think he's a top 18, top 22 pick. For those like the Raiders or somebody, maybe later on you want to draft a quarterback because he's there, best available. But I don't think that you go in the top five or top eight to get J.J. McCarthy.
Do you think Michael Penix Jr. has been disrespected in this draft process?
I think he's been highly disrespected in this draft process. To me, to be honest with you, he is the best pocket passer in this draft. Now, I say that, and then also on the flip side, he's been the most injured. And I think his history of injuries is the part of the reason why we're not talking about Michael Penix Jr. in that top 10. Because one, he's older, he's transferred, and he's been in college, just like Bo Nix, seems like forever, seems like when I was back in college. But his injuries are part of the reason why I think a lot of people aren't talking about him in the top 15, top 18. Here's a guy who, let's be honest, he ran a 4.4. Who expected Michael Penix to run a 4.4?
Not me.
When you watch Michael Penix run, it's almost like watching Patrick Mahomes. Like, you start to like, get out of bounds. But then he runs a 4.4, and it's like his athletic ability, I think, is scary because that part of his game hasn't been shown. Back in Indiana his freshman year, yeah, you've seen it a little bit before the first injury. But ever since then, it seems like he's worked so much of playing from the pocket and getting the ball out with time. That's what the NFL is about. I think a team will move up in that first round, that later first round, and draft Michael Penix Jr. like they did with Teddy Bridgewater and also with Lamar Jackson.
Wrapping up with Donovan McNabb. So the Cardinals are sitting there at 4. Kyler Murray needs a number one wide receiver. Do they have to take Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, whoever you want to go with, or team calls you and offers you 3 first-round picks to go get a quarterback? Would you be okay, right? Like, Kyler Murray got to want the wide receiver, but as a quarterback, can you see getting all those other first-round picks?
I think the best thing for – and listen, Marvin's my guy. Everybody knows that, and I love Marvin Jr. The thing about Marvin is – he's a game breaker. And he's a game breaker in a sense that if you have a quarterback in an offense that continues to spread the ball around, gets it into the receiver's hands or their weapons' hands and allow them to create plays and create big plays for you, then he's going to become a superstar. I think the best thing for the Cardinals to do is to trade back, get more picks. If you're possibly able to get 2 first rounds and maybe a early second, and a mid-third for that particular pick, I think that's what you do. Because what's going to happen is they're going to end up drafting a quarterback. They're going to draft a quarterback. They can then get their wide receiver about in that top. I think if you move down, you get to about 9. And you're still able to get one of these good receivers. But I think they need to fill a little bit more holes in this draft, meaning on the offensive side. And then also on defense. They got to be much better on defense.
Last thing I'll ask you. So we know the Eagles got Saquon Barkley. They traded Hassan Reddick. They brought in Bryce Huff. We've seen Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox retire. With everything that happened at the end of the season, now it's going to be a new year with some new faces. Where's your confidence with the Eagles as football will be coming right around the corner come the fall?
Well, the confidence is where it was last year when I said that I think that they would get back to the NFC Championship. The thing that that's major for them is being healthy. It's being healthy, number one. Number two is continue to build that continuity on offense to get back to what we've seen a year and a half ago. Not last year, but the year before. And I thought they wavered a little bit from it because they started featuring trying to feature guys too much instead of just running offense. And on defense, I need to see a little bit more on defense. You just traded away your leader in sacks. And then you bring in a guy who is almost very similar, but not as established as Reddick was in this defense. And so a lot of eyes are going to be on Huff. A lot of eyes are going to be on Gardner back in the back.
Yeah, Gardner Johnson. CJ.
Yeah, with CJ. I think when you look at, because they've been missing somebody in the middle of that defense at the safety position that can cover and also be able to come in and down and fill the hole a little bit and be able to create some tackles or some game-changing plays. But at the linebacker position, too, I expect them in the draft to go and get a run stopper from the defensive line and also a run stopper and someone who can play the pass at the linebacker position. And then their secondary has to be better. They got to tackle better. If we tackle better in Philly and then get back to running our offense, running the football and play action game, then Philadelphia will be okay.
He is Donovan McNabb, number 5. Always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Thanks a lot, Zach, man. You have a great day.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.